This religious leader, this Pharisee, invites Jesus over for dinner so that all of them can take a closer look at Jesus and find fault in him. When Jesus comes to the table, it is Jesus who confronts them for their poor table manners. He sees a race to find the best seat in the house. This isn't musical chairs, Jesus says. There are enough seats for everyone. One battles another for the place of highest honor. Today in our culture, we might call that place the head of the table, or the seat closest to the bride and groom, or nearest the host of the banquet. You'll remember that Pharisees are self-proclaimed experts in the law, in the scriptures. And now Jesus schools them in dinner etiquette. He removes that mask of their delusion of grandeur to reveal the face of pride and self-obsession. By their running to the tables to find the prized chairs, the religious authority revealed their excessive love for themselves. They're so preoccupied with their perceived high status, they cannot help but reveal their greedy childishness. The German reformer Martin Luther noticed similar behavior among clergy and religious leaders of his day. He said, "Ambitious preachers are a pestilence to the church." But Jesus' words about table manners should convict us all. Jesus talks about how we should all humble ourselves. Let God raise you up. Don't worry about that. God will do it in due time. We should all get our eyes off these prized chairs and seats at the table and grow in our awareness of the need and the service to others. Jesus' brilliant confrontation here of those who invited him to supper should lead us to further reflection of ourselves. How are we victims of our own success? How are we so obsessed with our own advancement that we're actually setting ourselves up for further failure and disappointment? Wouldn't it be better if you and I chose a seat of lower status, Jesus says, and be raised than to choose? Wouldn't it be better to choose a seat of lower status and be raised up? Wouldn't it be far worse for us to choose a higher seat and be knocked down? As the old proverb says, the bigger you are, the greater the fall. There is a thing called voluntary demotion. It's both a humbling and courageous thing. It's a career choice that people make that may lead them to greater happiness and self-fulfillment and contentment and find their usefulness. It's when a person realizes that the good they can do would be better facilitated by surrendering a path to more power, wealth, fame, and money. Not that money and influence don't matter, but sometimes we let the world in our culture define what success is. Only in terms of status and money. Voluntary Demotion says, God has fearfully and wonderfully made me. He has given me unique gifts to serve others, His kingdom, and bring Him the honor and the glory and the praise. I will step down from this position, not because I haven't worked hard for it, but because I would actually make the world a better place by doing something else. Voluntary Demotion says, even if it means I no longer have an impressive title and a place of honor or the corner office on the 88th floor, I will do this for the greater good, which includes me. Proverbs 22, verse 2 says, the rich and the poor meet together. And the Lord is the maker of them all. Proverbs 21:21 says, whoever pursues righteousness and pursues kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. Jesus' words reveal our sin of pride. His words also reveal His power to deliver us from the deception and power of pride when we're fooling ourselves. Are you and I a victim of our own success? How can we advance the kingdom by surrendering our pursuit of riches and power? Jesus' words challenge us. Jesus reveals this counterintuitive truth that we seek our own good by getting our eyes off ourselves. We find our usefulness in the kingdom by lowering our expectations for notoriety, recognition, and applause. As Jesus says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Find out what your gifts are, what God has given you, and pass it on to others. You may not think your gifts are sensational or praiseworthy, but in God's eyes, they are. You might be surprised by how God will lift you up and lift others up through you when you find your place in His kingdom. I know someone who voluntarily demoted himself. He was given the highest place of honor in the universe. He was seated high upon His heavenly throne in the place of greatest majesty and power. He was given great gifts, so rich in ability that He is equal in majesty and honor with God the Father. But He did not hoard His power. He did not hunker down or focus on Himself. He voluntarily demoted Himself and took on our humanity and became a servant. He found His place in this world to utilize His gifts. As Scripture says, being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He did not enter our rat race, but rather willingly entered the death trap of sin and evil. And He rose from the dead to an even higher place of honor. And not only that, in Him, you and I are raised up out of the competitiveness and the deceitfulness of sin and delivered from our self-sabotage. He lifts us out of our shame and our guilt and our delusions of grandeur. He exalts us to eternal life. Come, O Christ, and reign among us, King of love and Prince of peace. Hush the storm of strife and passion. Bid its cruel discord cease. By your patient years of toiling, by your silent hours of pain, quench our fevered thirst of pleasure. Stem our selfish greed of gain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.